Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I'm so glad that you are able to join us today. You can find more tools and resources for small business owners and entrepreneurs at alignedperformance.com. Today's episode is all about the business owner. It's called, Are You Using a Racehorse to Plow the Field? And it's all about using the right talent to complete the right skills. And I love horses, so we're going to use a horse analogy today. So we start our business because we do love doing something and we think we can make money at it, right? But then soon into our business, reality hits and we realize that making a really good pizza is not exactly the same as running a very profitable pizza restaurant. There's a lot of other skills that are required. So let's go into our story. Let's assume for the moment that we have a horse, and this horse is really good at plowing fields. He's a big draft horse, and he works really hard. And all day, he pulls big weights at slow paces, and he gets a tough job done. And he does a great job at plowing fields. So then, after the harvest, we realize that we need to get our crop into town. And it needs to get there fast. So I ask you, would you use that same draft horse that plowed the field to run the product into town really quickly? Of course not. We'd use a running horse, maybe even a retired racehorse. So in my analogy, let's assume that we, the small business owner, we're the draft horse, and we do a really good job at being the technical aspect of the business, plowing the field and producing the product. We do it really well. It's like we were built for it. We were made for it. But then it takes an entirely different kind of horse to take that product and run it into town quickly so we can meet the deadlines of our distributors. So let's continue this story and this analogy. And think about the kind of horse that we would use to exhibit our products at a farmer's market. If we want to make an impression on people passing by and attract a lot of attention, we might choose a beautiful, stunning stallion to have at the farmer's market and attract people to come over and look at this beautiful horse so that they will come and see all of our harvest. So now we have three types of horses in our business. We've got the big draft horse who does the work of plowing the field. We've got the strong, fast racehorse that delivers our product on time and meets the deadlines of our distributors. And then we have the handsome horse, the beautiful stallion that displays our product and helps us sell more at the farmer's market. So I have to say that this is only a fairy tale, and I am not making any presumptions about handsome horses being handsome people selling products. So don't try to make that connection. I'm just making the point that you wouldn't use a draft horse to run a race. We wouldn't use the same kind of horses in these three different aspects of the business in our story. So let's get back to us. We're really good at what we do, and we should celebrate those strengths. We should also celebrate the fact that there are other people out there with other strengths that we don't have. Some examples might be keeping the books or running a great marketing campaign. It may be just keeping an organized office. It's really great to recognize our different strengths and when we need to bring in another type of horse or another person with a different skill set to get the job done. Because there's a lot of different aspects of our business. We have to recognize that just being the strong draft horse isn't enough to run a successful business. We need all types. Here's what I'd like you to think about, and it might be helpful to grab a pen and paper and take some notes about this, but I want you to think about your business and all the functions that need to exist in order for the business to be successful. So you've got the first primary piece, which I would call operations. So operations would be the delivery of your service, if you're a service-based business. It would be producing and delivering your product, if it's the type of product that gets packaged and sold, like over the counter. So that would be what I would consider operations. Then, of course, you have a finance function, somebody watching the books, reporting things to the IRS and doing taxes, etc. You've got your IT department. And again, these may all be you, but these are functions that need to happen in your business. So your IT person is making sure you have the right technology that you need and it's up to speed and your virus software is running. You've got a marketing department, and that marketing person is running those campaigns and doing your blogging and the social media type marketing, producing collateral. They may even be the same person who does sales. So you've got a sale, let's call it a sales and marketing function. So this is the thought process to take. And so again, using our analogy, what types of horses do we need in our business? We need the draft horse, we need the race horse, we need the stallion to run all the different aspects of our business. So when you look at this picture, you're going to end up with kind of a map of what your business looks like. What strengths do well in those functions, and are you the right person to be taking care of that function? So, for example, you have a finance function that needs to take care of your bookkeeping and prepare your taxes. Well, if you don't have that strength, you might want to find the type of horse or the type of person to take care of that for you and recognize that you need to outsource that. So I hope you've enjoyed our story and analogy today. Again, this show is Small Business Matters. Our website is alignedperformance.com. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and can always contact me via email at laz@alignedperformance.com. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll talk to you next time.